For this morning, we're going to be looking at the Gospel according to Luke, chapter 10, verses 38 through 42. If you'd like to follow along in that blue pew Bible in front of you, you're welcome to. That would be on page 735. So again, Luke chapter 10, verses 38 through 42. Now as Jesus and his disciples went on their way, Jesus entered a certain village where a woman named Martha welcomed him into her home. Martha had a sister named Mary who sat at the Lord's feet and listened to what he was saying. But Martha was distracted by many tasks, so she came to Jesus and asked, "Lord, don't you care that my sister has left me to do all the work by myself? Tell her to help me." But the Lord answered her, "Martha, Martha, you are worried and distracted by many things. There is need of only one thing. Mary has chosen the better part, and it will not be taken away from her." I've heard it said that everything has its place. And I think there's some truth to that. Even in God's creation, everything has its place. Even stairs have their place. Everything has their place. You're not going to find a polar bear soaking up the sun in Florida. You're not going to find palm trees in the North Pole. You're not going to find dolphins jumping in and out of the water in Lake Ontario. You're not going to find a herd of elephants in Antarctica. Everything has its place in the natural world and even in our own homes, even in our own lives. You find a bed in the bedroom. You find an oven in the kitchen. You find books on the bookshelf. In our house, frozen vegetables are always at the back of the freezer and the ice cream is always at the front of the freezer. Especially broccoli. Broccoli goes outside into the freezer outside, next door neighbor's house. Everything has its place. And if something is not in its proper place, it gives us a sense of discomfort, a sense of disorganization. The truth is, I think we like things being in their proper place. It gives us a sense of security. It gives us a sense of safety. It gives us a sense of peace. After all, imagine if you were driving down the street and there were no stop signs or no speed limit, or you could drive on any side of the road that you wanted to. Or imagine if you go to a zoo and the animals are not in their proper place in their cage. Instead, they're just able to wander around the zoo however they want. And you find yourself face to face with a gorilla or a cobra or a lion. We like things to be in their place, whether it's a stop sign or a lion in the cage. We like things to be where they should be. Everything has its place. And even people have their place. There was a time when children were supposed to be seen and not heard. Men have their place. This may get me into trouble. But this morning, ladies, I'm going to put you in your place. Now I know that by saying that, I'm putting myself in a dangerous situation. Because there's a lot more of you than there are of me. And there's not many exits. And I'd have to go through a lot of you to get out. But the Bible says that women have their place. And this morning, it may get me into trouble. But I'm going to put you in your place. In just four short verses in the Gospel according to Luke chapter 10, we find out where a woman's place is. In Luke chapter 10, Jesus goes to the home of a woman named Martha. She has a sister named Mary. We don't know why Jesus stopped there. We don't know if he had already made arrangements to come. We don't know if maybe he was just stopping in. We don't even know how well Jesus knows Martha, because in the Gospel of Luke, this is the only time that Martha is mentioned. All we know is that Jesus stopped at their home, and something memorable happened that Luke wanted to make sure that he wrote it down and put it in his gospel. This event, this story, has brought about a lot of different interpretations and a lot of different opinions, and it's also been known to cause people to feel really, really guilty. There are people who are like Martha. They're go, 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 do, do, do. Always got to have something going on. And people tell them, hey, you need to be more like Mary. Slow down. Chill out. Relax. Take a breath. And then there are people who are like Mary. They're more contemplative and reflective. And they're told, you know, you need to get up and do something. Get busy. Find something to do. Don't just sit there. So whether you are a Martha or a Mary, this passage shows us where a woman's place is. When Jesus arrives at their home, Martha begins to prepare a meal. Basically, she's making dinner. And in that time, in that culture, and in that day, that was a woman's place. That's what they were supposed to do. That's what they were expected to do. They were supposed to serve the men, especially when there was a teacher present, because the men were supposed to listen and learn from the teacher, and the women were supposed to take care of the men while they were listening and while they were learning. Jesus was a teacher, and he was in the home of Martha. So she was doing what she was supposed to be doing according to the standards and culture of that day. She was serving the men. She was in the right place. And yet we know that Martha had a sister named Mary. And Mary chooses to sit at the feet of Jesus and listen to what he's saying. In the eyes of Martha and the eyes of everyone in that room, Mary is in the wrong place, because only disciples could sit at the feet of the teacher, and only disciples could be men. So therefore, Mary was in the wrong place. She was not in her proper place. So Martha approaches Jesus, and she basically asks Jesus to put Mary in her place. Martha says, "Don't you realize I'm doing all the work? And my sister is doing nothing?" Martha's being polite and she's being subtle, but basically what Martha is saying is, "Lord, she's not supposed to be here. You know that. I know that. She knows that. Everybody knows that. So Jesus, put that woman in her place." And then Jesus does something that's completely backwards, upside down, completely acceptable to the culture of that day. Unacceptable to the culture of that day. Thank you. But it was completely acceptable by the standards of heaven. Instead of putting Mary in her place, Jesus tells Martha, Mary is in the right place. Now notice, Jesus does not say to Martha, "You're wrong. You're in the wrong place. Martha, you need to stop serving. You're doing the wrong thing." Jesus doesn't say that. He only says one thing is necessary, and Mary has chosen to do that. Now this may get me in trouble, but here is where Jesus tells us where a woman's place is. A woman is not defined by her culture. A woman is defined by her Lord. A woman's place is not defined by what everybody else says. A woman's place is defined by her Lord. And guys, just because I don't want you to feel excluded, and just because I believe in equal rights, you need to know that you are not defined by what everybody else says. You are defined by the eyes of heaven, by what God says you are. Now, just prior to this event, a young man approached Jesus, and he said to him, "Lord, what do I need to do to get eternal life?" And Jesus says to him, "This is what you need to do, friend. You need to love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your soul, all your mind, all your strength. And then you need to love your neighbor as yourself. Mary is doing exactly what Jesus just told the young man to do. She is loving the Lord with all her heart, all her soul, and all her strength. And she is adoring God. And yet we still have Martha. Martha, who was doing what she knew she should be doing, what she thought she should be doing. She might have even been thinking to herself, well, I would love to sit at the feet of Jesus, but there's stuff that needs to be done. I hope that doesn't get me in trouble either. In a way, I think both women were in the right place. There are people who grow closer to the Lord by sitting at his feet and listening and praying and reflecting and meditating and just being still. And there are people who grow closer to the Lord who got to do something. They got to be serving other people. They need to be busy. They can't just sit still. And we have both those people in this church, people who like to be reflective and pray and think. And we have people who are busybodies. They're always doing something. Both women, I think, were in the right place. But Martha's heart was in the wrong place. Bless you. Bless you. One more? Good. Martha's heart was in the wrong place. She was so distracted by her obligation to serve that she forgot the joy she found in serving. She was so distracted by what she had to do for Christ that she forgot just to enjoy being with Christ. She was so focused on her duty for dinner that she forgot her devotion to the divine. Jesus didn't care if the plates were in the right place. He wanted her heart to be in the right place. Now, what does this mean for you and for me and for our church and for all of us? It means in a world where we're told we got to constantly go, 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 don't stop, do this, do that, don't ever stop, look at this, look at that, da-da-da-da-da-da. It's okay to stop and be like Mary and listen. It also means that if we are the people who are always on the go, and we can't sit still, and we got to have our hands in something, that's okay too. But you've got to remember to listen and hear the voice of the Lord as you're doing what God has gifted and called you to do. Now, for all the women here, the Bible makes it very, very clear what your place is. A woman's place is not defined by your culture. It's not defined by what everybody else says. Your place is defined by what God tells you you should be and what God tells you you should do. Not me, not them. It's God, what he tells you. That's where your place is. Whether you are a single, stay-at-home, devoted mom, or you are a Did I say single stay-at-home? Okay. Stay-at-home mom or a single stay... Oh, my gosh. God still loves me. Now I don't even know where I am. It's going to sound great on the internet. Your place is where God calls you to be. And whether you are a stay-at-home mom who's devoted to your kids, or you are a single woman who's a CEO, or you are retired, or you're in college, God tells you what your place is. To love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength, and with all your mind. I know this message may get me into trouble, but I hope you don't mind that I put you in your place. Amen.